You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Friday edition. I was off the air yesterday. I had some business to take care of. And this morning I was driving in to the college and the studio, and I heard, and I guess it was just announced, that they have arrested someone in these packages. Some said bombs, initial reports. Many of the reports said they were bombs. But it's what's interesting is, one, none of them have exploded, and two, it went from bombs to devices, and now it's suspicious packages, which leads me to conclude that whatever this person was sending, and we do know his name, and I'll go over that in a minute, they probably couldn't explode. You need a detonator, and you need to know how to do this. So apparently this was to try to scare people, and he did scare people and sent either 12 or 13 packages to various people. And the list has grown since we first covered it. The important thing is he did send packages to first George Soros, or at least that was the first package, and he's a big campaign contributor. He's a multi-billionaire, as well as President Obama, former President Obama, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and the CIA Director John Brennan. We knew of that. He also sent former Attorney General Eric Holder and Representative Maxine Walters a package. Now, those packages, several of them, were returned, and this is what was interesting. They were returned to Congressman Schultz, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So she was a little upset about it. So we have a number of people, and one celebrity, one movie star was De Niro. De Niro was, he was the one that was very critical of Donald Trump. And later, even former Vice President Joe Biden was sent one. So a number of people have gotten these packages, a care package, however you want to describe them. They didn't blow up, so you can't say they were a bomb, because they didn't. And was it an explosive device? Well, if it was literally impossible to blow up, you can't call it an explosive device. So right now, the search is for how do we describe what these are. They're packages. I'm not trying to minimize them, because thank God nobody was injured or hurt. And that could happen. I think this was someone that didn't know what he was doing in terms of building a bomb. And the appearances, and what I'm concluding, he wanted to scare him, but he did not want to in any way injure or kill them. But this is a very serious crime, and that's what I want to emphasize. You're not supposed to do this. This is a serious felony, and he's going to spend, I won't say the rest of his life, but he's going to spend many, many years in prison. And that's going to cost the U.S. taxpayer a lot of money. And I hope he has a good lawyer. And they can make a case, but he's not going to get away with this. And he shouldn't get away with this. It's unfortunate that he does give the left and the Democratic Party some ammunition, because he was a big Trump supporter. And what's interesting, he had a van. And let me just say this for new listeners. If you're a new listener to the Pronk Pop Show, go to my companion blog, which is Pronk pops.wordpress.com. If you do, under my photograph, you'll have links, 60 to 80 shows. But what I also provide you for every story that I'm going to be covering, and I'm going to be covering three stories, not just the bomber, or I don't know what you call them, the suspect, the suspicious suspect. Underneath my photograph, you'll have stories, articles, cartoons, charts, anything that I like to look at in preparing the show. I provide most of it. I don't provide all of it because space is limited. And much of the material I have is for this suspect. But he had a van, and it was covered, and this is getting a lot of attention. It was covered with, let us say, political material. Every window was covered with this, except obviously the windshield and the driver. But this was a van, so both the back windows, the side windows on both sides had political material. He was a big supporter of Donald Trump. And apparently he just didn't like Democrats and made his views known. Now, he also sent a package to New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, but he sent it to his address in Florida. So there still could be several packages that have not been delivered. Remember, if you're putting it in the mail, it could be the next day or it could be next week. So we are cautioned to be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Below. Be on the lookout for suspicious packages. I'm not sure what a suspicious package looks like, but be on the lookout for it. Now, I'm not trying to be flippant about this, but if you send 12 packages, 13 packages, whatever the count is, and none of them blow up, I conclude it's a package that was not capable of being detonated. Now, that doesn't mean you didn't commit a crime, though, because what was your intent? And in this case, mailing material that gives the impression that it's a bomb can scare people and does scare people. And the police, especially the New York Police Department, because several of these bombs were sent to New York addresses, including former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, George Soros, Brennan, and his supposedly at his business address, but he didn't even have the right address. So this is not the, I won't call him a bomber until the FBI and local police give us a lot more details. Because it doesn't, in my mind, it's not capable of exploding. Now, I don't pretend to be an expert, and I'm not trying to excuse this because I don't excuse this. This behavior is not acceptable, but am I surprised this has happened? No, I'm not at all. What was the Democratic Party doing? I'm talking about the Democratic Party. They were hiring people to start fights with Trump supporters. And then they quickly, the Hillary Clinton campaign, fired the people. So in terms of trying to provoke violence and paying for people to go out and start fights, the Democratic Party did it in the last election, and it was an organized effort. It's primarily the left in this country that engages in this behavior, including the anarchists, the Antifa group, you know, the so-called anti-fascists that really are beating up on people. I believe that the laws of the land should be enforced, and that means all the laws. And where people are deliberately and intentionally breaking the law, they should be arrested and prosecuted. And that's why I was suspicious of this. Why did this person do it? And I caution you to jump to any conclusions, though. The police are saying, well, we've arrested someone, and this is the guy, because apparently they had surveillance camera footage. So assuming that is correct, and they have the right person, they're going to have to charge him with something. This is assault, in my mind, so he has at least a dozen counts of assault. He's going to be spending, I would say, 10 to 30 years in jail. And that's unfortunate, but you have to be responsible for your actions. And I know other Trump supporters feel sick about this. Now, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I certainly didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, but nor did I vote for Donald Trump. And the reason is very simple. I have, my political philosophy is one of classical liberalism. I believe in limited government. And the problem we we have today is government is simply way too big. It's out of control. Spending is out of control. I don't support any candidate, if it's a Democrat or a Republican. Now, does that mean I send bombs to them? Absolutely not. I'm also against violence. And I believe you should be courteous to people, polite to people, and not insult them, and not deliberately cause trouble. And unfortunately, you have people, activists, in all parties, that can and do get a little bit out of hand and try to confront people. And whenever you try to confront people, people react. And they might not react the way you think they should react. My advice is to walk away. If someone is giving you a hard time, walk away. Don't listen to what they say. Just get out of there. The worst thing you could do is cause a fight, because you could get injured and you could injure someone else and you could end up in jail or prison. So the best defense is walk away. But sometimes people will attack you. And that's what Antifa does. They attack people on the street. They're trying to cause chaos. So it's always a dangerous situation where you have a group of people that are breaking the law. And then it's the responsibility of the police to enforce the law. And unfortunately, many times the police are ordered not to arrest people that should be arrested. That's what always frustrates me, where we have especially groups of marchers where one group doesn't agree with the other. Invariably, one of them tries to start a fight. And sometimes the people on the other side defend themselves. And let me emphasize, you're entitled to defend yourself. But once you do, then you run the real risk of being arrested. So when this gentleman decided to mail packages to a dozen or more people, we don't know the exact count yet. And we need a report from either the FBI, the police, ATF, someone in the government, the federal government, needs to tell the people, and I know it's still early, and this gentleman's being questioned, the details. Because if you listen to the news report, what you're hearing is very few details. They're clamping down on this. Yes, we've seen some packages, and we've seen some devices. A device could be a little clock, one of these digital clocks. You've seen them. I have one. Today, you can get a decent wrist watch. I have one in my bag because I don't wear it. But if I wanted to, it's a nice watch. It cost me less than $10. Nice looking. And yeah, you may be, if you know what you're doing, could use this as a timing device. But see, that's, and I mentioned this early on, if this guy was serious and he knew what he was doing, first of all, you don't have timing devices. That might surprise you. We always hear about, you know, the ticking time bomb, tick, 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 tick. If you're going to send a small package or an envelope, you don't have a timing device. Why? When the person rips open the envelope, opens the envelope, it goes off. That's the so-called letter bombs. And there are people that know how to produce them. And that's why they're very, very dangerous. And you got to be very, very careful handling it. Because just trying to open the envelope, you could either kill yourself or severely be wounded. And that has happened. People have been maimed, wounded, and in some cases killed by letter bombs. And that was a legitimate fear. You can't judge a package, an envelope, by the outside. You got to open it, and if he really wanted to kill someone, when the person tried to open it or even just mishandle it, it should have gone off and didn't. The fact did not go off. It leads me to believe that he had no intention, real intention, to hurt anybody. And that will be considered, but you don't do this. That's the point I'm trying to say. I don't care what your political affiliation is. This is criminal behavior. You can't cut it any other way. And he should have known that. I think he probably did know it. Something set this guy off. Something made him, and it's too bad that it happened, obviously. I'm looking at it from the taxpayer's point of view. I don't want to pay for years of this guy being in prison. And that's what happens. The American taxpayer will pay $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 or more, depending where he's sent. And it'll probably be at least for 10 years. I don't think he's going to get off for good behavior. And I understand he's about 56 years old, so 10 years, he's going to be 66. He comes out, what, he gets Social Security? We don't know if this guy works at all, what the situation is. We don't have enough details yet. We have a lot of pictures of his van, and it's clear that, for example, I'm reading it. He has pictures of Mike Pence. He has pictures. pictures of candidate and then President Trump. He has top youth soccer recruits for Trump. He has dishonest media. CNN sucks. I agree with that. And he has, I'm just trying to give you a visual. He has a photograph of Hillary Clinton with a sight over her face. So it's clear this is someone that definitely is a Republican supporter of both Trump and Mike Pence. And that's about the extent of what you can say. There are many. Every presidential candidate has people that support them that are not, let us say, responsible. They are criminals or they have some mental issues. He should have understood that what he was doing, and I think he probably did, could very well get him arrested and convicted and be sent to prison for many years. And now he must pay the price. There's no get-out-of-jail-free card, because no one who's responsible in either political party can condone this activity. I don't condone it at all. What I was expecting is someone on the left. I was very, very suspicious of this. And the reason I was suspicious is there was no detonation. There was no bang. There was no boom. There was no explosion. There was a lot of suspicion that maybe it was a bomb, but none of them turned out to be a bomb. And then the next question is, could accidentally any of these packages blown up? Apparently not. And that might be, it's definitely going to be considered in a trial. And that might save him from a long prison term of 30 or 40 years or life in prison, imprisonment. But he's still going to spend some serious time in jail. And I think that's where he should be. Now, what happens if we find out that he has, how should I say this? He should have sought help. He should have gotten some good advice. And we don't know his friends. This gentleman is already arrested. They've impounded his truck. I don't know if he has a lawyer or not, or is even represented, but you got to make your case in court. I'm not trying to convict him. What if this is the wrong person? Let me just throw that out there. What if they got the wrong person? That happens, ladies and gentlemen. There are plenty of people that have cars as well as trucks and vans with stickers. Left, right, center, independent. So you can't jump to conclusion that just because someone has a lot of political stickers, and his van has a whole bunch of them. A whole bunch of them. It was covered with stickers, primarily expressing support for Donald Trump. So he liked Donald Trump. And apparently he lives in Florida. Or he spent some time with his mother, but lived in a van. Now he apparently is going to be living in jail. And these pictures are from Plantation, Florida. It's near Miami, where the van was, not a bomb, but a van was towed away. I remember a year or two ago, I came out and my car was towed away. So I went to the manager and said they towed my car away. Now what happened? I didn't know this. This was several years ago, not recently. Well, they started having new stickers every year, and they forgot to give me and other tenants that were longtime tenants a new sticker. So the tow truck company saw I didn't have a new sticker on. He legitimately picked it up and towed it away. And I told the apartment manager, excuse me, it's not my fault. I renewed the lease, and you didn't give me a sticker. You didn't even tell me about it. So they paid the sticker. So you can't come to any conclusions because someone tows your truck away. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we have here. A truck was towed away with all these stickers on it. Now, is there more evidence? You better believe there's more evidence. And I'm surprised it took them almost 2 days to catch him. Why? Because none of these devices packages blew up. There's a lot of evidence there, including DNA evidence. And as far as I was concerned, it was only a matter of time before they get him. Because if you're going to send bombs or devices or packages, whatever you want to call it, through the mail, there's going to be surveillance of that. I'm sure they have a number of pictures where he is dropping off a package at a post office. And the post office was the one in Plantation, Florida. So there is evidence. And we see pictures. The government has released pictures. The one I'm looking at is two James Robert Clapper, big capital letters, Time Warner, CNN, 10 Columbus Circle, New York, New York. Well, what's suspicious about that, you should have a precise address. Now, they do have mail rooms. What's interesting is he doesn't work there. So he didn't do his homework. Had the wrong address. Wrong. It's not CNN. And then, who's the from? Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And has their address, Sunrise, Florida. And it has these forever stamps on it. But that's an envelope with stamps, two labels, and what's inside. We don't know what's inside. You know, someone could put flour in there. Someone could put sugar in there. Coffee grinds. Nuts and bolts. A little clock. But you need a detonator and an explosive material. A detonator to set it off and material that will explode. And if you're missing those two components, and apparently from all information that we have so far, they did not have detonators and they did not have explosive material. So if you lack that, it's not a bomb, nor is it a device. It's just an envelope with some material in it. So it's very interesting. It's going to be an interesting case. Now, it was intercepted by postal inspectors in the Manhattan sorting facility on Friday morning. This is packages went out apparently Wednesday, Thursday, probably Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the packages started to arrive Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the dots were linked, and they call it a suspicious package. On the outside, it just looks to me like a package. Worse for wear. I think once they found several of these, several were returned to the office of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I think he picked her because she was the lady that got fired, should have been fired. She was the DNC, Democratic National Committee chairman, but had to be replaced. And remember, it was the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee that hired Fusion GPS to do opposition research on Donald Trump, candidate Trump, and came up with the so-called Christopher Steele dossier, fabricated information that was used to justify a FISA warrant. Now, I'm mentioning this for a reason. All the packages went to many of the people, not all of them, but many of these people were involved in a criminal conspiracy, including the President of the United States, Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, Valerie Jarrett, the advisor special counsel to Barack Obama, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, FBI Director James Comey, and many employees in the Department of Justice and in the FBI. They were using government resources, namely the Intelligence Committee, and that includes the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigations, and the National Security Agency, and many other government employees. Now, many of them are now either resigned or have been fired. I bring this up because many of the Trump supporters, and I'm sure that this gentleman is one of them, was expecting and demanding that the people that were involved in this criminal conspiracy, namely illegally spying on the Trump campaign, he was expecting, like tens of millions of Trump supporters were expecting, that once Trump got elected, that he was going to go after these criminal conspirators. We're still waiting for that second prosecutor, special counsel, they don't have special prosecutors anymore, but special counsels, to investigate, and where the evidence supports charging these people, that they be charged and then prosecuted. And we're still waiting. See, what I was curious as to what's the timing is what I initially got my attention. This is 2 weeks before the election on November 6th, first Tuesday in the month. And it's only a couple of days before when Donald Trump gives speeches at these rallies across the country. He's on the campaign trail supporting various Republican candidates, both in the House and the Senate, that are running, as well as for governors. And he raised the fact that many of the people in the audience wanted an investigation. Well, you better believe they want an investigation, because the American people feel that crimes were committed and these people have gotten away with it. And what do we have? One law for the American people and another law for those that are politically connected, high up in the Democratic Party? Excuse me, that's not the way it should work. So am I surprised that something like this happened? Not really, because when justice is delayed, it's denied. And I know there are millions of Trump supporters. I'm not a Trump supporter, but I agree with them here. That want to see a special counsel appointed, and both people that were working for the federal government, both political appointees and civil, so-called civil servants, you know, the GS, most of them are in the executive service. They're high ranking. Others are not so high ranking, but they're well paid, and they were engaging in what President Trump calls a witch hunt. It was a witch hunt, and it was illegal, and they were breaking the law, and they should be prosecuted, and American people are demanding that they be prosecuted. So you should prosecute this gentleman for what he did, but when are you going to go after these activists that use the federal government, its assets, and people to go after not only President Trump, but the people in his campaign? And see, that's what's becoming clear and very clear to most Americans, that we have a two sets of laws. One for most Americans, like 99.99%, and then for the political connected, those in power. That does not sit well at all with the American people. And it's not enough just to fire them, because the only way you're going to stop this and make sure it doesn't happen again is to prosecute them. And there's tons of evidence of that. Now, I thought I had longer to go. I just got the message that someone came in that unexpectedly that was sick. So I got some misinformation. I'm going to cover this very quickly and very briefly. The caravan of primarily Hondurans it's still hundreds of miles away from the U.S.-Mexican border, and they probably will not make the U.S.-Mexican border by Election Day. But it has grown from 1,500 to 3,000 to 5,000. The last I heard, it was 10,000 to 15,000 in groups or approaching the United States. They're in Mexico. There's children, but the majority of them, 80% of them, are young men. And President Trump has made it very, very clear that he's going to stop them at the border, and that's what the American people want. Unfortunately, that can be a very dangerous situation. And supposedly, the Department of Defense is sending 800 people, mainly engineering and support. You can't stop a mob, and that's exactly what they are. It's a mob trying to break into the United States. Because if it's one body, some of them are split up, but if you're talking thousands of people, that's a dangerous situation, especially when law enforcement is outnumbered. You might have several, even 100 law enforcement, but that's not going to be enough, and you can't control a mob of thousands of people, and 800 soldiers, Marines, whatever, is simply not enough. So I'll keep you posted on where that stands. It's not sitting well with the American people. And the American people want this stopped, and the majority of the American people are against the illegal alien invasion of this country. In other words, the Democratic Party, who wants open borders and wants citizenship for the illegals, is encouraging this. And when you encourage something, guess what? You get more of it. So you got to stop it. The other thing is, we have some good economic news. We got the results of what real GDP grew. It was a little lower than expected, but it was a solid 3.5%. Now that's between 3 and 3.5% is the historical over many decades of what the economy grows. And it's lower than expected. And I think what's happening is trade is going to be down because of these tariffs. And it's going to have an impact, and it's going to show up in the numbers. But keep in mind, this is the preliminary or advance estimate. We need more information and should get it in the upcoming weeks. Consumption was strong, and anywhere from 2/3 to 70% of the economy, spending in the economy, is consumption. What was soft was housing. Housing spending is down, and so it more or less flat is investment spending. So we got good news. The economy is still growing. It's at 3.5%. It's not like the second quarter at 4.2%. So what you got to keep in mind, this is the last big economic news other than the unemployment numbers that'll be out next Friday before the election. So it's good news. The economy is growing, and next Friday we'll know what the employment numbers are. So it's good news. The economy is growing, and that's, if you're a Republican, that's what you want. So thank you for listening. Now, without further ado, my favorite song, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio. WordPress.com.